Mr. Angelo Ponzi, my dear friend. You know, Angelo, I know we've done this before. It's been a little while, and I'm glad you're here back with me on Perlusum this time. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
Appreciate
excited. You're right. It has been a little while, so I appreciate the opportunity to come back.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get right into it. First question for you is, Angelo, what is your business? What is Kraft?
Kraft is a fractional marketing organization, and I am one of the fractional CMOs. Obviously, it's my company. And we focus on the strategic side of marketing as opposed to the tactical side. So what does that mean? We use market research as a way, whether it's qualitative, quantitative, secondary, as a way to gather information. So we look at the competition, we look at the market, we talk to customers, talk to prospects, and we're trying to understand the motivations, behaviors, what the drivers are. And then we use that information to help craft messaging and positioning strategies. And then we work on revenue growth plans. I do refer to myself sometimes as a marketing architect. And then, but once the plan's in place, we become general contractors, if you will. So we'll work with partners to make sure the plans get executed or with internal staff. So that's where we really feel is our point of differentiation, is that strategic side.
Absolutely. I love that term, marketing architect. I actually haven't heard that one, so I'm gonna leave that one for you only. How would you say you're leading the way in your industry with what you're doing?
Years ago, I've been doing this for years. I mean, way beyond the 10 years of this particular business, Kraft. Back in, my agency days, I was an outsourced contract fractional, right? We didn't use the term fractional. So I've been doing it a long time. And the thing I feel that differentiates me, and I believe this to be true, than a lot of, I'll say, my counterparts, is that research side, is the ability to understand how to gather information. I mean, I've owned a couple of research companies, so I come at it a little bit differently. A lot of folks will not do the in-depth that I do. And I think that's the way I help lead from a fractional marketing standpoint, is bringing that fact-based approach, and holistic as well. I just don't think about marketing. I think about sales. I think about operations. I think about, what's driving the business versus what's driving marketing.
So what do you feel is currently missing in marketing, or what do you feel is missing when you approach these new clients?
Well, I think most clients, it's interesting that I belong to various networking groups, and in those groups, there's lots of marketing people, right? Brand strategists and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, when I think about a client, when we start talking marketing, in many situations, that's like, I got a website problem, I've got a social media problem. And my point is, yes, but is your messaging correct? Are you talking to the right people, and are using terms, if you will, that are relevant to them versus what's relevant to you? To understand that, we have to go back and, do research and understand and really dissect. We need to take the market, we need to deconstruct it, and then we reconstruct it back, that makes stuff relevant. And I think that's what I believe is missing in general. It's all about, I need to drive revenue. Okay. You've been in business for 20 years. Now you have a revenue problem. It just didn't happen overnight. What's changed? What's different? You just can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. So I think that's, for me, is the biggest challenge in my industry now, is just to get potential clients to understand that you need to take a step back, really understand your market, and then move forward again, versus just, I need more social media.
We have to always go back to the ideal message or the ideal mission that we want to share. And if we don't have that, or if we lose track of that over the years, we really have to go back to that. So I like how you really focus on that and you highlight that that's missing. Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who you're ideally looking to work with?
Yeah, so I have a pretty broad, eclectic background. So I say I've worked from on semiconductor manufacturing equipment all the way to ice cream. So I've worked in B2B for a long time. I've worked in B2C, and I've worked in, direct to consumers as well. I would say right now, my focus has been more B2B manufacturing, SaaS products, is probably where I've played mostly in the last 3 or 4 years. I have dabbled into some consumer. I worked for a luxury watch company for about 8 months as a fractional, which was a lot of fun. but very different than of course in the other environment of, you know, it's very fast paced. You know, the owner said to me one day, who do you think my number, when I started working with him, he says, who do you think my number one customer is? I said, well, obviously somebody with discretionary money, because, you know, $25,000 is like the lower end of buying one of these luxury watches. And he said, nope, it's Google. And so I looked at him for a little while and we had a conversation. And I have to say, 8 months later, man, I drank the Kool-Aid. I've been speaking about it and I've been writing about it and giving presentations, because ultimately, if Google doesn't find you relevant, they don't serve you up in the search engine. And, you know, the people, you and me and the people that are listening, know if you don't, we don't go to page 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, right? We do 1, maybe 2. And if you're not found, you're not getting picked, right? So Google actually is, for me, has become very, very relevant, and therefore SEO and things that I normally wouldn't get into because it's a little more tactical, but I really want to understand it as a counsel to my clients. It's so important.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these prospective clients?
In most situations, it circles around revenue. It circles around messaging. Ultimately, they have a pain point, right? They don't wake up one day and say, hey, I think I need some new marketing. If it's working, they never think of me. So typically, there's a major pain point. They've either, their revenues are down. We're dealing with a lot of companies that want to sell, and they go through their valuation and they get to a point and they find out that what they think they can sell their business for is not it. And so now they have to go back and figure out how they're going to achieve their growth. So we've been really focusing with a strategic partner of mine, how to address those companies. It's about pivoting. You know, we've been in this industry for a long time. How do we get adjacent markets? What's our pivot? So those are the kinds of things, or literally, we think our messaging is wrong. We're not getting the calls. People aren't understanding us. And a lot of times, if you think about marketing more at the top of the funnel, right, we're generating leads, we're building awareness, we're driving interest, and ultimately, you know, the handoff to sales. And that's why it's so important that sales and marketing work together as opposed to being at odds, because ultimately, you know, we are the revenue engine. So it's really important that the both of us are, you know, working together to make sure this all happens.
And lastly, for us here, Angelo, who would you say are your ideal referral partners or collaborators that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Yeah, I would say fractional sales leaders, because again, they're feeling some of the same pain points I do, right? They get in there and they're saying, hey, we need more sales. We need management over our people. And then they get in there and say, yeah, I can help you with that. But oh, by the way, the top of your funnel, your marketing side of the equation is not functioning. Your messaging is wrong. Your website's not functioning correctly. So I found that fractional sales is probably one of the better ones to work with. But fractional CFOs, right? They're the ones that are living and breathing the revenue situation, and they can see that there's a struggle there. And so I would say those two are probably the biggest ones. But at the end of the day, it's really a broad brush of potential people. I was talking to you earlier, right? An insurance broker is talking about business interruption insurance. Well, they have to ask questions like, what's going on with your revenue? And if the revenues are down or things aren't working, that's a perfect opportunity to think about introducing someone like myself. So I call them listening cues. And I like have series of these cues that I share with people, and vice versa. I ask them to share their cues to me so I can listen as well. That I think makes us both, good referral partners.